Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, Megan here. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so grateful to have you here. If you are returning, if you are new, welcome. I have had a lot of new people in my world lately, and it has made me so excited because I have gotten so many messages from you guys over just the last few weeks of you opening up your first credit cards and talking about how now you're able to dream and that you're sitting down with your spouse and planning out like basically a dream bucket list of where you want to go. And it just makes me so incredibly grateful and happy that you found Travel Points, because it really, really can open up so many opportunities and change your life. Before we go ahead and dive in today, though, I do want to share something with you, because there are so many new people listening here, or even if you've been around for a while. I just started doing this last week. So every Tuesday, I am hosting a free workshop on how to go from coach to first class, and basically a full-on beginner's overview of how to get started in the Travel Points world. So it's actually easier than you think to start flying first class instead of coach, and I want to show you how simple it can be. So this is every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. I'll put the link here in the show notes for you to go ahead and sign up so you can get the Zoom link for it. It's a live workshop and you actually get to ask questions at the end with me. And it was so much fun on Tuesday. And so I'm doing it again this Tuesday as this is coming out. And if you miss it, you can hop on next week's. So I'm doing these every single Tuesday for the year, because I really just love teaching live. I love helping as many people as possible learn how to use Travel Points and make that one simple switch in their life using their everyday expenses. So please join me, because it is so much fun. So grab that link in the show notes. Today, though, we are talking about Hyatt hotel night stays and some of the tips and tricks on booking hotel night stays with your points. We were talking about this on, I think it was Monday, inside the Travel Points Academy. We do monthly live calls, and some of the students were saying that they were having a hard time finding availability for some of the Hyatt hotels that they wanted to stay at. And so I thought I would bring this on the podcast because they had questions on it too. And really, there are a lot of tips and tricks for Hyatt because they're not the easiest to find availability for. So I wanted to share how you can go about booking them. The reason we're talking about Hyatt is because it is one of the places I recommend everyone start in the beginning, because Hyatt has really good redemption rates. You can stay at some resorts for as little as like 6,500 points. And then they obviously go on up to 50 to 100,000 points, the higher, the fancier the resort you get. But comparatively to like Marriott or Hilton, you cannot stay at a resort for 6,500 points or really less than 30,000 points. So Hyatt's great to start with and get more nights and more vacations out of your points. There's some really amazing hotels within the Hyatt collection. I'm going to talk about some of my favorites here at the end of the episode, but they have a great selection and they're easy to earn points in, which we'll also talk about in today's episode. So I love Hyatt. I stay, if you haven't listened, go back to, I forget which episode it is. I want to say it's like 49 of my hotel showdown between them all. But if you have listened to that, I like to pretty much split my time between Hyatt and Marriott. I love those two brands quite a bit. But Hyatt is really beginner friendly, and I love just looking at all the options. So the first place to start, if you are trying to book a Hyatt hotel, or if you're new to this, I always just recommend this for fun to my students, is to just Google Hyatt hotel map, and it will pull up the map of the Hyatt hotels all over the world. And so it's just kind of a fun thing to do when you're like building out your dream bucket list, or you're just kind of like, okay, now I'm earning points. Like, where should I even go? Like, planning out the next 5 to 10 years, where do you want to go? Like, this is just something fun to do, but also a really good research tool when you're starting to book or look at what you want to book with your points. So Google Hyatt Hotel Map, you're going to pull up the map, and on the top, there's going to be a little square that you're going to switch on and push points. So toggle that on, checkmark points. That way, when you scroll or zoom in on the map and you look at all the dots, it will show you how many points that hotel costs per night. So you can start zooming in, you can filter it by adults only, all inclusives, the different brands, or even how many points per night you're looking at. So there's a lot of filters on top, but just start looking around and playing with this map to see really how many options there are out there all over the world. You can stay at Hyatt in almost all the different countries, and there's so many options. And so it's a really fun place to start. But when you start looking, let's just say we zoom in and we find a hotel that we want to stay at. When you zoom in and click on the dot, it will pull up the hotel in a little box on the side. And underneath, you can go to the hotel's website, or you can click on that points calendar. And that's a really good place to start to see how many points on average that hotel can cost. Hyatt hotels have standard pricing, so it's like off-peak and on-peak pricing for their rooms. And which is really nice because you know it's not going to change based on availability or the demand for it like Marriott or Hilton will do. And so when you click that points calendar, though, do always make sure before you transfer your points, so to Hyatt, like if you don't have the points already in Hyatt and you are going to transfer them from Chase or something like that, before you ever do that, you need to look at the exact dates that you are wanting to stay there because they may change from the points calendar. So for example, I am looking at staying at the Alila Ventana Big Sur in September for my birthday. When I pull up the points calendar from this map, it shows it as 45K per night across the board through September. So I'm like, okay, great. Only 45,000 points. But when I put in the specific dates, that 45,000 points is for a standard room, and all they have available for the time frame I'm looking at is the suites, and the suites are 90,000. So that is going to be a huge difference of points of what I need to stay there if I want to stay during that time frame. So always make sure you know exactly for the time frame what that's going to cost and what there is available. Hyatt is a little tricky because when you put in, like, let's just say you're trying to go from the 20th to the 25th and you put it in and Hyatt says not available. Every time you put in these dates, it says not available. If there is just one date, so like let's say the 20th, it's not available, but the 21st through the 25th, it's available. It's just going to show you not available until you start playing with different dates. So it can be very time consuming and very frustrating for some of these more sought after resorts like the Ventana Big Sur that I'm looking at to find good redemption rates and or even dates that it's available to book on points. So my trick for this is to go to maxmypoint.com. I will put this website in the show notes. I use this website all the time to find availability for those sought after hotels. And so you go to this website, you type in the resort that you want to stay in, and it will pull up the calendar for the year. You can go to whatever month, and it will show you how many points per night and the availability of that. So like the place I'm looking at, Ventana Big Sur, they don't have any availability in September for the weekends. So it's only, I think it was like Sunday through Tuesday or something like that, and it was 90,000 points. So now I know these are the dates that I can book it. This is how much it's going to cost me. So if I want to try and find that 45,000 point night to save me points, I can start looking through the different months and find the availability and then go back to Hyatt to confirm that that's what's available. And then I will know how many points exactly I will need for that booking. So I hope that makes sense. MaxMyPoint is a great place to search for availability, especially with Hyatt, to find the exact availability of dates, and the exact amount of points that it's going to cost you. That Hyatt Hotel map is a great place to start looking at the points calendar, going to the websites, figuring out maybe if this is somewhere you want to go. And then when you really start narrowing down, okay, when do we want to visit this place? When are the points the cheapest, if that's what you're looking for? And figuring out how much this vacation is actually going to cost you in points. So that way, if you're a year out and you're starting to build your credit card strategy, you know how many points you're going to need for that specific vacation. That is how I go about planning my trips with Hyatt. Or even if I'm just going to a location, like we really want to go to the Tulum area in Mexico this year. And so I start with that Hyatt hotel map. I look at all of my options in the Tulum area, and if there's nothing that I really like, then I'll go to the Marriott hotel map. Then I'll go to IHG or Hilton, and I look at all of the options, and then I decide where we want to stay. And so I always start with Hyatt just because I like them the best. So I start with that map, and that's really how I plan my vacations and plan out my travel points strategy. So that's everything there. I hope that is helpful. Some other helpful tips when you are actually searching on the Hyatt website, because they are very finicky about giving you that no availability sign. You also only want to book one room at a time. This was a question one of the students had on Monday. She was trying to book two rooms because she has older teenager children, and so she was trying to get them a room and her a room. And it was showing her no availability, and this wasn't a like sought after hotel, so I knew that there were rooms. You want to book one room at a time. So I told her, if you're going to go for 5 nights, book that one room for 5 nights with 2 people in it, and then go and book the second room. And then you can call them or message in the app and say, hey, can you make these adjoining rooms? This is one reservation. And they usually will do that. The other trick is to search for 2 people. If you are a family, and like for me, when I was trying to go to Mexico for an all-inclusive, and if I added 2 people and a child, it was showing me no availability. But when I put 2 adults, it was showing availability to book on points. So then you can just call to add on the child, because she was under 2, she was free anyway, so it wasn't a big deal. If I'm just staying at like a Hyatt house or a Hyatt Regency even or whatever, I don't even call to add her, because I'm like, it's another person in the room. Like, they don't really care. Some places will care how many people you have in the room. Like if it's an all-inclusive or they need wristbands or something like that. Like I just went to a Marriott in Hawaii and they needed to know the names of everyone in the room to give us wristbands because there were so many resorts on that beach. So they were monitoring you at the pool, and so they needed to know. But if it's not something like that, I don't even add her onto my reservation, and I just show up to the hotel. So always search for 2 people and always search for 1 room, and that will help you get what you're trying to find. Okay, so those are all the tips and tricks for actually booking your hotels. The reason I like Hyatt is, like I said, it's really easy to find or to earn points for Hyatt hotels, whether that's directly with Hyatt credit cards or Chase. Chase, as you know, you've heard a million times on this podcast, is my favorite bank for that reason and many others. And so there's tons of Chase cards, the Chase Sapphire Preferred, there's the Chase Sapphire Reserve, there's all of the Chase Inc. business cards. Those will all allow you to transfer points. So we are always accumulating Chase points for Hyatt and Marriott stays. And then if you are maxing out on Chase points and you're still trying to earn some Hyatt points, there is a Hyatt personal credit card and a business credit card. So I personally have a Hyatt personal card in my wallet, and my husband has a business card with Hyatt. So we accumulate quite a bit of Hyatt points between the two of us and all of our Chase cards. And so it's really easy to earn the points, especially when you're staying at these hotels that are 20,000 or less points. You can find some really good redemptions. To get an all-inclusive for anywhere between 20 and 40,000 points for you guys to eat and drink for free and stay in like an oceanfront resort is a heck of a deal, in my opinion. And so I will always favor Hyatt points, especially for those all-inclusives, because you're really saving so much money And really, you're just like creating thousands of dollars from your everyday spending. And it's just wild to me that like the opportunity that is there with really travel points in general, but especially Hyatt. So some of the favorite places that we have stayed with Hyatt, I just wanted to share some of them. It was funny on the call on Monday in the Travel Points Academy, they were like, hey, I know you do destination days on the podcast, but is there any way you could make us like a destination guide of the places you've stayed and kind of like rate them and go over like the points? So because they're like, we are planning our vacations and stuff, but now I'm like, I can actually dream and think of, okay, where do I want to go next year? Where do I want to go in 2026, like 2027? And they're like, I would love to just see like a destination like list or guide to just kind of start perusing around and think about maybe where I want to stay. And I loved this idea. I'm really excited to create it for my students. So I'm actually working on it right now. And then it just encourages me to like tell my husband, okay, we got to go more places because I need to like build my guide, which he's going to love. I haven't even told him about it yet. But these are some of the places that I have stayed that I've really loved with Hyatt and that are obviously going to be going in the guide. And I'm going to be putting the ones that I've stayed at that I don't love in the guide so that they can make a decision on if they want to go there or not. There's places I would never return to. So I want my students to know that so that they don't make the same mistake. So these are the ones that I have loved. There have been a few that I probably won't go back to, but these ones are amazing. This first one is my favorite one I've probably ever stayed at. This was the Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta. Definitely go back and listen to Destination Day for Puerto Vallarta, but this resort was amazing. Right on the beach, they oceanfront villas. We had a balcony with a hot tub on it overlooking the ocean. We had our own private beach. So many good food options, great pools, toddler-friendly pools, which I loved. Such good food, so many options. They released sea turtles on the beach. The beach was amazing. They did, I think we watched like 3 or 4 sea turtle releases. They even let my daughter hold one of the baby sea turtles. Like, it was just such a nice resort. I loved it so much. It was all-inclusive. It was really good points redemption. I don't remember. Definitely go listen to the episode. But that was probably my favorite hotel I've ever stayed at. And that was a Hyatt. One of the ones my husband actually liked, one of his favorites, was Clearwater. So it was the Hyatt Regency Clearwater. This is right outside of Tampa Bay. So this is on, it's Clearwater. I think it's an island. And it's like this stretch of island. And so it was right on the beach again. Beach was across the street. It had a beautiful pool overlooking the ocean. Again, we had an oceanfront suite. It had a kitchen, a living room, a bedroom. It was a huge suite with a big old balcony, and it had amazing views, and we really liked that resort. My husband wants to go back there. He talks about that trip all the time. And then one of the other ones I was actually really surprised about that we stayed at that we liked was the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. This one was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So this is about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours from where we live. So it was kind of a staycation. We're like, oh, let's go up there and try out like this resort. We went for my husband's birthday. This resort was really, really nice. So it was outside of the city, up against the mountains. You were right along the river, which was really nice in the Rio Grande. It's like filled with big cottonwood trees. They had horses on property with like a bunch of trails. Really nice pool area, water slide into the pool. We had a balcony at this resort. We also got a suite here. They gave my husband a bottle of champagne for his birthday and left him a birthday card. This place also had really, really good food. And it was just nice. We like didn't really have to go anywhere. We just kind of relaxed by the pool and checked out the resort. And we really liked it. So we're actually going back again. I believe in March we're going to go again to go see a concert up there. But it was a really, really nice resort, and I was pleasantly surprised. So those are the three Hyatts that I have probably enjoyed the most that we have stayed at. We are planning on staying at some really sought-after Hyatt resorts this year that I'm actually really excited about, too, like the one I mentioned for my birthday. This is one of the only all-inclusive resorts in the United States. And it is supposed to be like 3-star Michelin food resort. It's an adults only up in Northern California, out very secluded in the forest. And this is going to be our first like bigger trip away from our daughter. If you haven't been around, we left her for one night this last year. We went 2 hours away from home. This will actually be a like flying to another state, leaving her for 2 nights. And so we're planning on doing that in September. And then I've been looking at, like I said, Tulum area. We'll see if we end up staying at a Hyatt or a Marriott. And we might be going to Orlando and staying at another one. So love Hyatt if you haven't gathered that. But those are all the tips and tricks that I just wanted to share with you guys on booking them, because I know it can be frustrating trying to book Hyatt hotels sometimes. And when my students were bringing it up, I was like, let's make a podcast episode about this. So I hope this was helpful for you. If it was, please share it with a friend, because as always, I want as many people to know about Travel Points as possible. Invite them to the free workshop on Tuesday, and I will catch you guys next week. I hope you have a wonderful week, and thanks again for tuning in.